Welcome to 5 Minute Mondays, where every single Monday, give or take 5 minutes, I bring you someone, something, or some ideas about some way that hopefully will make your life a little bit better. This is episode number 889 of the Inner Fight Podcast. This week, I bring you The Open is Closed, and I have a guest, Andy. How was it? CrossFit Open 2024.
I mean, like every year, mate, super simple. Well, I say super simple workouts, but 3 weeks of controlled chaos. people losing their shit a little bit. Some really cool moments. But just 3 weeks of exactly what the Open should be, right?
Let's jump to workout one, named 24.1. Very, very simple, low barrier to entry, easy movements, easy to set up. It has the perfect recipe to start what I guess traditionally we know as the Open, which is just a really easy workout.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were really smart in terms of putting something together that required very little setup.
Yeah.
Easy to manage within gyms. And everyone looked at that workout and felt like, yeah, I can actually take part in this, whether or not it's at the foundation level, at the scale level, or at RX. And probably what ended up happening is a lot of people decided to do an RX workout, which they normally wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I also think what is cool with it is because it's a low skill, it actually rewarded those people who consistently come in and have built a capacity to do some work.
Yeah,
that they actually sat quite high up on the leaderboard for a change.
That's all the workout was about, right? It was snatch, dumbbell snatch, and burpees.
Yeah, 90 reps of each.
90 reps of each.
Yeah.
So basically just testing your ability to, as you said, mate, to work hard and I guess to suffer for around about 8 minutes.
Yeah, I think that was like the biggest thing watching across how people did is that the people who did really well are actually people who can go into that place where they're going to suffer a little bit, but it's hard, and stay there.
Moving on to workout two, what was it?
That was the deadlift, sorry, the rowing, the deadlifts, and the double unders. I think a 20-minute AMRAP.
20-minute AMRAP. So we've gone from quite a short, super intense workout to a longer workout, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was savage. I think more so because people forget, they get excited, obviously, and they forget it's a 20-minute AMRAP.
Yeah.
And they go out. All out.
Yeah, looking for the same feeling they felt in 24.1.
Yeah, and they find it within 2 minutes, and you just watch people's pacing drop off on the rowers. You watch they did their first set of double unders unbroken. Next minute, they're doing threes and twos. But again, what was super cool about that workout is that even someone who can only string together one or two double unders still did that workout RX because they had time to do them.
And also, mate, the scaled version of it was straightforward. Again, three quite simple movements, skipping, deadlift, and row. So with two workouts in, really inclusive. And then the final workout, as I guess traditionally we're used to in the Open, has always really been a version of one of the most famous CrossFit workouts, Fran, which involves pull-ups and thrusters, but with a nice twist.
Yeah, I mean, I said to Vic the night before, I said 100% it's going to be some form of pull-up and a thruster. They're like, without those in the Open, it's not the Open.
It's not the Open, right.
And I think, again, really cool with this that the whole idea with the Open is it also should push people to be better.
Yes.
They allowed people to be inclusive. They allowed them to come in and do 10 thrusters and then try fight for chest bars if they have them. And for a lot of people, I think they've walked away wanting to be better as a result.
That's where I was going to go, mate. What are the two biggest things that people can take from it?
I think appreciate the work that they've done in terms of, it's super cool where you have some of the top athletes on the floor. And in the workouts where it's just capacity to work, you're not too far behind. Yeah. But then what we really saw in workout three is skills pay. You watch our guys downstairs, suddenly there's no longer a 1 minute gap, there's a 5 minute gap.
Yeah.
Because they are good at their skills. And I think it should inspire people to want to work on those basics.
There's a lot of inspiration, mate, isn't it? From simple workouts, less anxiety around those workouts. As you said, some super high energy workouts, organized chaos. But I don't think it's the first year that I've seen three workouts put together that no one's really put off participating, which is good.
No, and I think, you know, they did them really well in terms of that there wasn't, you know, no one was still sore come the next workout. The first two
should have gone harder.
Yeah. The first two, there was a little bit of same in terms of jumping and hinging.
Yeah.
But the first one was so light and basic anyway, it didn't really matter. Had they done the deadlift and burpee one from, I think it was 2023, that would have been savage. But yeah, I think they put it together really well and it sets the scene for the next stage.
Absolutely, mate. We will come back in a few weeks with the next stage. We've got quarterfinals, we've got semifinals. If people haven't made it, I think the ones that participated in the Open should take a lot of confidence of what they did and go back to what you said. Work on your capacity through showing up often and keep the skills in mind, because skills, pull-ups, chest to bars, the ability to do thrusters fast, double unders, kind of separates things as well.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, just keep coming in, show up, try to be a better version of yourself every single day and just enjoy your workouts. That's what the Open should be about.
Amazing. That is the Open. It is now closed. We will update with the next stages, quarterfinals, semifinals, and then, as you heard at the start of the year, it's all leading into the CrossFit Games, which is in August this year. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.